Hi, Roy. My name is Angela. You need to give me a call back at 513. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, Angela. This is Roy. I left a note in your car. About the the car ding.
Uh-huh.
That was me.
All right. Can I get some more information from you?
Okay. Well, you don't have to have an attitude about it. I'm just calling you back because you left a message for me.
Oh, no, honey. I'm just walking. I'm sorry. I'm just walking.
Okay. All right.
I'm exercising.
I see. Yeah. Well, so I'm from the National Bird Institute, and I was actually trying to catch a hummingbird that was hovering above your car.
Okay.
So that's how this all started, and I got like a mini trampoline out, and I kept jumping up higher and higher, and finally I fell on top of your car.
Okay.
So that's what happened.
Why would you jump that close to someone's car?
I just told you, because there was a hummingbird hovering above your car, and I was trying to capture him. For research.
Okay. Oh, okay. Can you, like, I'm actually walking and I don't have a way to a pen or paper. You have my number. Can you text?
Well, I don't feel like texting. You know, maybe that's just your loss. If you can't take this seriously and write my shit down.
I am taking it. I am taking it seriously.
Well, it doesn't sound like you already didn't even bring a fucking pencil with you.
I'm on a walk.
Well, what if you need to write something down?
Well, I'm on a walk.
Why don't you just type it into your cell phone?
I wouldn't expect somebody that hit my car to call me back at 8 o'clock at night either.
What? It's not too late to call.
How do you know? How do you know what my hours are?
Well, you're out for a walk,
you
so obviously
me.
It's not too late, you idiot.
You don't know me, though.
I know, but you're out walking.
I'm supposed to police handle your phone number.
Oh, good. I hope you do.
Have a nice fucking
hope you do,
day, you piece
mother
of shit.
Motherfucker. Eat shit, lady.
Ding Temba. Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your love nuts. Such a phone loser. Beckons you, sorry about that ding. But don't you read.
I kind of can't hard believe you'd be messing with my blood nuts. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
It
or
sounds...
you're the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why are you jerking on my handle?
Ding-temba. Pretty girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones.
Hey there, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Arby, and it looks like Ty A is sponsoring the 399th episode of this show. Thank you for that, Ty A. On today's show, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I was hoping to do some carding calls today, but there have been no new carding calls left since yesterday. Well, there's one, but it sounds really fake, so I don't want to call that one. But maybe I will. We already got tricked on Party Time yesterday on the Party Time show with Laugh Track Matt and Zax. I got on there and did a few ding calls with them, and we got tricked by one listener, at least. Possibly two. I mean, not really, because we suspected he was a listener the whole time before he revealed it to us. So basically what I'm saying is if you want to hear brand new carding calls, go listen to the Party Time show over on prankcallnation.com. Because I kind of suspect you're not going to hear any brand new ones here today. All I've got is a voicemail box full of carding people that refuse to pick up. Been calling them for weeks now and they won't pick up. Before we get started trying to call some of those, I have a news story here that was posted by a few people on the PLA group.
The most Colorado thing we saw today could be a contender for the most Colorado thing we see in all of 2018. Mandy Shepherd works near Cherry Creek Mall. She parked her car in the lot near 2nd and University yesterday, came out to find that somebody had hit it, left behind an apology note, some cash, and a little something extra.
It says, "Hey, I'm very sorry, truly. I am such a... Please forgive me." And then on the outside...
There was a curse word there, apparently. They blurred it out.
Envelope, it says, "Sorry for the scratch, man." So I didn't really unroll the money right away until I got home. And I'm showing my husband, and he unrolls the money, and there's also half a blunt inside the money. And we just start laughing. I was just laughing so hard on the way home that somebody actually took the time to leave me a note and leave me money, and then we find that half a joint. We're in Colorado, and they thought, "Hey, man, you might need this because you might be upset." I don't know.
Somebody gave Mandy all he had. Come on. She can try to go to a car shop and see if they can buff out the scratch for $40. She should probably bring the rest of the apology package. You know, you never know what might just kind of seal the deal.
I don't know what the hell he was talking about there on the end. But yeah, that's a weird story that happened in Ding Timber. I think you guys are getting way too creative with your notes, leaving $40 with the note and half of a joint. That's such a Roy thing to do. I don't think this one has anything to do with us, though. It's just a weird coincidence that someone just happened to do this during Ding Timber. At least that lady didn't go to the cops, though. Instead, she was just amused by it. Seems like everyone I talk to wants to call the cops on me, just for leaving an apology note. I put a link to that story in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for posting a link to it in the Facebook group. Looks like that was Lucky225 and Joey posted links to that in the PLA group. Thanks. Oh, and also Bobby Hill. I guess I can give him credit, too, since he also posted it, I suppose. There's also a mad pooper terrorizing Colorado Springs. Some jogger lady that keeps pooping in someone's yard. That's another story here on the Facebook group. I'm looking for this other thing from the group. This is basically today's show. I'm just going to look at the PLA Facebook group and read things from it. If you want to follow along, head over to facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. There's a guy caught on video pooping in a car wash. Where is it? I'm looking for this thing that Casper Yardley posted a while back. Oh, here it is. Casper, he lives in the Chicago area, I guess, he claims. And he says there's this FM radio station in the area that keeps broadcasting PLA stuff. A station that is not the Man Cow show. I think they broadcast out of Chicago, don't they? Apparently Man Cow has been playing my pranks too, and not giving me credit, which is okay. But here's a video of Casper tuning in phone losers on an old FM radio that looks like it's from the 50s or something.
"Hey, you stupid motherfucker, you don't hang up on the water company."
See, it's proof. It's proof.
What the?
Because it's playing on a radio. But I suddenly realize this is really uninteresting for audio people. But it just shows him tuning it out and tuning it in.
"I see his name. It's my slow interval. That's what it is.
He's totally not just playing the Snowplow show through one of those FM transmitters.
Not my fault.
Not
it's
Casper.
The slow internet's fault. As well as Jason B's fault, the sponsor of today's show. Thanks a lot, Jason."
Blaming Jason B for everything. So that's the other breaking news thing for today's episode, that some pirate radio guy is broadcasting PLA in Chicago. So if you're in the Chicago area, try and tune it in. It looks like it's in the middle of the dial somewhere. Here, let me see if I can zoom in here.
"Hello."
See where it is.
"We're going to be charged. Turn off your water."
Ah, nope. I can't tell which station he's on.
"It's my slow air."
It's somewhere up there in Chicago, though. Apparently PLA is very popular on the FM dial. Thanks for posting this video, Casper. I'll put a link in the show notes if anyone wants to see the video of audio being played on a radio. It's very meta. I asked Laugh Track Matt to tune it in, but he claims he doesn't have an FM radio in his house. I don't know who he thinks he's fooling. I mean, how would he listen to music if he didn't have an FM radio in his house? Come on, Matt, we're not stupid.
Every day, America Online is making it a little easier for people to live, work, and play. With point-and-click access to instant news and sports, financial updates, online magazines, shopping and travel, and easy access to the internet. Call now for America Online, a new way to use your computer to communicate and have fun. Call 1-800-248-3100 now for your free America Online Startup Kit with free software and 10 free online hours. It's everything you need to get online. Call now.
So, we're in our last week of Ding Timber, you guys. I know I said I would extend it an extra week since we kind of started a week late this year. And I guess we can do that, but there's not a whole lot of notes being left this year. I think you guys are protesting because I'm not doing them all myself. I'm sharing with the community, which is the only way I was going to do it this year. I wasn't even going to do it this year, but someone convinced me, I forget who. They said I should just give it to someone else, let them do it. And that's what we're doing this year, we're just passing them out to a bunch of people. So if you'd like to see an extra week of Ding Timber happen, be sure to leave some notes out there in public places, not in people's driveways, don't go in people's garages. Parking lots are a good place, on public streets maybe. But leave a note on a car that says, sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call back. My phone number is 626-269-8976. And sign the note as Roy. Don't be creative with the note. Don't tell them that they parked stupidly. You are not allowed to be funny with your note. Because when you do that, as someone did this weekend in Chicago, people don't leave a lot of messages that I can respond to. Instead, they leave notes like this.
Just so you know, you realize when you leave notes like that in a car, it's construed as a threat, which is a crime. And since the note has been posted on Facebook and hundreds of people can see it, it should get interesting, Roy. Have a nice day.
See what you're doing? Leaving angry notes for people? I don't even know what you said to this guy, but he's pretty pissed off. And he Googled the phone number, and apparently someone posted the phone number on the Facebook group, which you're not supposed to do. Someone should figure out who did that for me and publicly shame him or her. Here, let's see if this guy will pick up. We tried to call him yesterday on Matt's show, and he wouldn't pick up.
Well?
Hey, I'm sorry I left that note with that crime on it.
Actually, the apologize call is well worth the stuff, then.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to apologize, that's all. No big deal.
Well, thank you. I will call the lady whose car you dinged and let her know you called to apologize.
Okay, but you know, actually, I'm not really apologizing. I was hoping the lady would pick up so I could say, fuck you, lady. This is just a fake apology, that's all.
Well, so you're a cunt then, okay.
Yeah.
Call later, cunt.
That's all. Whoa, he was so happy there at first. I thought he was a listener there right at first. But nope, I think he was serious. He left another message. I forget where. Let's see if I can find it. But he was wanting us to change the outgoing message on the carding voicemail to an apology to some lady, and I don't even know who he's talking about. All I know is I got a bunch of angry voicemails from the Chicago area, probably left by the same guy that runs a pirate radio station of PLA stuff. Like, here's another one.
I'm calling on behalf of the motherfucking cock-sucking asshole bitch who you left a note for. Nice note, Roy. Real nice note.
Love how he trails off saying that. And that's another one that hasn't picked up in forever. Let's see if he picks up. Can't believe that guy called me a cunt. That was uncalled for. Nope. Still nothing from this guy. But there's this one.
Hey, Ray. How's it going?
Hey.
Apparently you had a little accident today and you left a note on my friend's car.
I think I played this on the Hobosode yesterday. By the way, Hobosode yesterday, two brand new carding calls in it.
I'm going to tell you what.
So I'm sorry if you're having to hear this again.
I got your number.
He's probably not going to pick up anyway.
I got your address. I know where you are. I know where you park that piece of shit that you drive.
Here, I'm just going to dial his number while he talks.
Someday. Just exactly what was the wisdom of leaving such a foul, disgusting... shitbag, dirt, scum bucket note on my friend's car.
These weirdest insults.
Wait, that's the purpose of having license plates that are public, right? That's the whole point.
Hey, this is Brooke. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Damn it, Brooke.
You're
an internet sensation.
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, we're missing the good part. He's talking about how I'm an internet sensation. So apparently, I don't know what they wrote in Chicago on these notes. Damn it, I should have asked that last guy I talked to what was on the note. But I forgot to. He just called me a cunt and hung up on me.
So congratulations. You're an internet sensation, asshole. And I hope that your voicemail's full of these calls from now to kingdom come.
Like, maybe some local Chicago group posted this whole thing on Facebook or something because someone got a note. Maybe. I don't know what's going on.
Things that will be coming your way, sir. You have a nice day.
Just like the other guy. He told me to have a nice day. The one that called me a cunt. Let me try this guy one more time.
Hey, this is Brooke. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Well, I guess I'll just leave him a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Brooke, this is Roy. You called me about the note that I left on a car, and you seemed very upset. And I just wanted to let you know that your message was hilarious. It made me laugh a whole bunch. Good job leaving the message. I'm sure my listeners will love it. See ya. There we go. I bet you my message will upset him more than his message upset me.
Roy, you're a piece of fucking shit.
That one, it came from an unknown number. There's no phone number to call back, so that's too bad. But it happened on the same day that all the Chicago numbers happened. And it looks like that last one was the very last Chicago number. So we're done with whatever happened there. I'm leaving the numbers in there, though, just in case Carlito or Dwight or someone wants to try and give them a call. Talk to some angry people that seem to know all about us.
Hello, this message is for Roy.
So that was the message. She just kind of, like, forgot what she was going to say and hung up the phone eventually. This one came in on September 17th, and we haven't gotten a call back from her as far as I know.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy. I left a note on your car about dinging it. I was just returning your call. Hello?
Yeah. Why don't you tell me about it, Roy? Well, I call, you know what? You guys have screwed with the wrong people.
What? I'm not screwing with you.
Because, yes, you are.
Uh-uh.
I got your number. My husband works for Homeland Security. And you guys, you better put this shit to an end because we got your number.
Put what shit to an end?
Look over your shoulder, big guy.
Look over your shoulder. I'm looking. I don't see anything. It's just my wall.
Well, there's nothing, you keep looking.
There's nothing there.
Keep looking. Well, keep looking. You have screwed with the wrong people.
Well, I don't understand why you're upset. I just accidentally dinged your car and I was leaving a note. That's all.
Because you are a fucking liar.
Why do you say that?
You're fraudulent.
Why would I lie about dinging your car?
You're a scammer.
I am not a scammer.
You're a scammer. Because my car's in my driveway.
Yeah, it was an accident.
You haven't touched my car.
No, I did. See, I'm an Uber driver, and my car broke down, so I borrowed yours to take my passenger to his for the rest of his journey. That's all. It's no big deal. I didn't even hurt your car. Oh, she hung up. That was an idea from Blue Ram. And holy crap, what the hell was that? What did I do? I don't know what that was all about. Like, maybe when she was leaving the message, she stopped like that because she suddenly realized it was a scam call.
Hello, this message is for Roy.
See? She's realizing it. That's what's happening right there. She's like, wait a minute. Something's not right here. I just put her number into Facebook and it's not in there. I was hoping to see some posts by her. Some angry post about the scam note that she got. But no. So I'm pretty much done with these now. I've done the entire list. I don't know how many is on this list at this point. Google Voice doesn't make it easy to figure that out. But there are just a ton of people in here that won't pick up, and I don't know why. I keep changing my area code to their area code so they think that I'm local at least. You know, in case they're not picking up for the carding number, which is located in California. You know, the state where all scam calls come from. So I guess I'll just steal some material from the Party Time show and play one of the cardings that happened yesterday on Laugh Track Matt's show. I think this was one of the good ones. It was kind of chaotic. You know, we're all just talking.
Hi, this is Joe.
But here's
just giving you a call. You left a note on my vehicle to give you a call, Roy. So please give me a call back at 57.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes.
Is
why?
This,
why did you?
Because I dinged it. Actually, we all did. It was a group effort.
We came together.
Ding, 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 ding.
We're on the phone together. I've got DS here, Matt, and
we're on a party line.
Zax Palindrome. He didn't talk too much.
He just sort of watched Palindrome.
I'm the quiet one in the group.
Yeah, Palindrome sort of was not involved. He just stood to the side and watched us ding your car.
He was complicit, though. He was all in
a
favor.
Bystander.
So, ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just an innocent
okay,
bystander.
The thing is this.
Tear to
okay. You left the car, the tape on my son's car, okay? And He was wondering, he called you last night to try to figure out what it was all about.
What we were doing, we were dinging your car, And then we had the equipment and the tools to unding the car. Like, we pulled the ding out, and we polished it and repainted it and stuff. And then we ding it again. We were taking turns dinging your car and then fixing it. And we were trying to see who could fix it the best. So you probably don't notice any damage.
Mean, Robbie, okay. All right, but make sure you call my son and tell him.
Okay.
What's his number?
We don't understand why.
What's his number, please?
Yeah, we were just dinging it for fun. We were just having fun. That's all.
Well, why would you chose his car? That's the main thing.
Oh, it's nothing personal. It was just there. It was convenient. We were walking around, and there it was.
What kind of people are you?
Like a beam of moonlight.
That's all y'all have to do. That's what y'all waste y'all time. That's a waste of time doing that.
But no, we make good money. We make good money pulling dings out of cars. We were just practicing on your son's car.
We got the apprentice.
You don't need to. You don't need to practice on my son car.
Yeah, Zach is my apprentice, and I was training him. I was teaching him how to pull dings out.
Don't you have a car? Hold up! Don't you have a car? Not trying to be. I'm going to say disrespectful, because I think that's very disrespectful.
Yep.
To do him like that and to chose his car. Because he's a military person. Those people don't want to be bothered with stuff like that. Your games.
Yeah, it wasn't personal.
We all ride mopeds.
We all have mopeds.
Yep.
We all ride mopeds with
helmets.
What?
We all drive mopeds. So that's why we couldn't do our own.
We have to do it for your moped.
You can't pull a ding out of a moped, dummy.
Okay, I'll tell him when he get back, okay?
Well, what's his number? Quick.
No, that's okay. My son's busy. He ain't got time for all that foolishness y'all doing.
What's he busy
ain't nobody
doing?
Got time for son. That.
What's he busy
I got
doing?
Time for it.
What's he doing today?
Nobody got time for all that mess y'all doing for real. But anyway, I thank you for calling, okay?
Time for what? All that?
All that stuff y'all doing. Don't y'all have some jobs? Are y'all doing something to benefit the world or what?
Yeah, we're becoming the best car dinger undingers.
We're entertaining dummies on the internet. A lot of them.
We're doing ding experiments.
70
man.
Listeners.
Yeah,
70 listeners.
70 people laughing at you right now, ma'am. That's what we're doing for the world.
Dr. Fox is drawing amazing cactuses. God damn, that's dope.
Okay, then y'all have a nice day, and may y'all be blessed.
And
do something beneficial for the world.
You're just jealous that you can't see Dr. Fox's cactus drawing.
Say that again.
This is dope, lady.
I say, have a nice day, okay?
Say it one more time. One more time. Just one more time.
One more time?
Yeah,
you can't hear me?
No, we can hear you. I just like the way you say it.
I'll say to you have a nice day, lady.
Bless.
Okay.
God bless.
You too.
We love you.
Okay, great. Okay.
Love you.
Okay.
He's a kisses.
Now hang up the phone.
Let's have a make out party.
Bye-bye.
Hang up the damn phone.
She was fun.
What are we doing to benefit the world? Whatever, lady. She was pretty fun, though. If you want to hear the other ding calls we did on Matt's Party Time show, then head over to prankcallnation.com. I'll have a link in the show notes if you want to try and find his show. It looks like it hasn't been posted yet, so I think that means it's okay for me to play the call from their show. I think that's what that means, but I'm sure it'll be posted soon. Over on prankcallnation.com, so click on the show notes link to go listen to it. And oh shit, I just looked on the Mixler to see if the Party Time show was on there yet, so I could link to it, and it's not. But Carlito's Carding show from September 15th is on the Mixler. So if you want to hear an entire show of carding calls, I think it was. You know, I only tuned in for maybe 30 or 40 minutes of his show, and I heard a lot of cardings happening when I was listening, so I'm guessing the entire show is carding calls. The title of the show is called Carlito Ding, so probably. Go look at the show notes on phonelosers.org, and you will see a link to Carlito's Carding show. There was some pretty funny stuff in there. I know he called up reporters and fucked with them, because some people actually called the news about their carding notes. When someone decided to leave a carding note on every single car on a street, guess what? That didn't work. I've also got a carding call here that Sunshine sent to me. I've sent her a few of the carding numbers, and this is a lady she talked to. I can't find the voicemail that belongs to this one, mainly because Google Voice sucks now, and when I put the phone number in, it can't search the old voicemails that have that old phone number like it used to be able to before they changed everything. God damn it, Google Voice mail.
Hello, this is Roy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
So I got your note on my car earlier.
Rude.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. So I'm assuming this is your actual phone number.
This is my business number.
Okay.
So
that totally threw her off.
Did you see the damage on the bumper?
I did, and I don't know how you would like to go about that.
Well, how bad is the damage?
From what I see, it wasn't terrible, but enough where, like, I would have to, like, I don't want to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
She's being very vague.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that. It's because I got these new fingernails, this new manicure done, and so...
Just like a woman.
I was actually trying to put a bumper sticker on your car to promote my business. Most people don't look at their bumpers, so I thought, you know, this would be a great way to promote my business, to put bumper stickers on people's cars. And it,
I should do that for the snowplow show, you guys. Just print up thousands of bumper stickers and put them on everyone's cars. I won't get in trouble for that.
I thought that's illegal.
Well, no, not really. But, you know, I figure since people don't check their bumpers, it's a great way to advertise, right? So I was trying to, the sticker didn't go on right, and I was trying to pull it off, and my nail scratched your bumper. It just scratched it really good. So I felt really bad about that. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's okay, but that's also illegal to put a bumper sticker on someone else's property.
What?
Well, I didn't know that, so I think that kind of excuses it, right? I mean, if I didn't know, it can't really be in trouble for something I didn't know.
I didn't know it was illegal to shoot people.
No, that's how the law works. You can. But just letting you know for future reference, but I can either take it into a shop and see if I can just get, like, the paint retouched, and then you can pay for that. Is that okay with you?
On the bumper? Is your bumper painted?
It is, yes.
Oh,
what do
well,
you think?
I am okay. Well, how bad do you think the damages are?
I mean, it will probably not be that expensive, probably less than $50 for a bottle of touch-up paint.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, because I broke my nail when it happened, so can we deduct the amount of my fingernail?
Well, I'm not going to pay for your nail when you were putting, I honestly don't know. Okay, never mind. You know what? You can just go, but I will be reporting the fact that you tried to break the law to the police.
Well, I didn't know I was breaking the law. I just thought it'd be a great way to advertise my new business, which, you know.
So she only calls the police for revenge purposes. That's how it is with this girl.
It's something that's really needed for a lot of people, because I do Botox on babies.
What?
It's a prank call.
What?
I don't know if you guys could hear that. She muttered, "It's a prank call." The girl that Sunshine was talking to. It's really hard to hear, and that's where she hung up. Because she figured out it's a prank call. She figured out it's a scam call. It's one of those scam calls. I don't know why, but that lady didn't seem to believe that there's such a thing as baby Botox. I don't know why. I think that's all we have for today's show that is, you know, sort of new stuff. So that's pretty much all I have for today's show, but I was thinking I could play some old carding stuff, but I'm sure that's just going to make you guys complain at me a bunch. So this is your warning that the show is over, basically. I'm just going to be playing old stuff from this point forward. I'm going to be playing old carding pranks from 2015 and 2016. Stuff that I've pulled out of a few of the old Ding Timber shows, and they've just been sitting in a directory for a year or two, waiting to be edited and put on YouTube, which I've been trying to do a lot of this month. I know I've missed a bunch of days, though, but here's one. It's called Moonshine Distillery. It was taken from the September 7th, 2016 show.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Ron Paul?
Excuse me?
Is this Ron?
Rod.
Oh, Rod Paul. I'm sorry. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yeah, sure.
On the Navigator. Yep.
Yep.
So I just wanted to apologize for that, the mark I left inside the trunk.
Yeah.
I opened up the back and I was setting up some equipment inside. And as I was loading in, one of the metal stills, it just kind of scratched the top part of the trunk, the back piece, you know.
Of my car?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Well, when did you do this?
You know, it was like the was it yesterday? I don't know.
What, at my business?
Yeah, yeah, I opened up your car.
Are you with Built?
Huh?
Are you with Built?
Oh, no, no, I'm just, my name is Roy. I'm an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur?
Yeah, yeah, I was,
well, that's good.
I was,
So you were bar?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead and add that to the list, everyone. I don't care.
Oh, how did you come to use my car?
Oh, well, it was just sitting there. Nobody was driving it. And just, I just thought I could set up my equipment inside the trunk area.
Uh-huh.
I was making a moonshine. I set up a moonshine still.
You're kidding me now. Is this a joke of some kind?
No, not at all. I'm gonna go.
You did this without permission?
Well, I don't want Roscoe to catch me. So it's just moonshine. It's not like meth or anything. It's not dangerous. It's a very simple, basic thing. But yeah, I built a moonshine still inside your trunk.
That's the most outrageous story I've ever heard.
That's not that outrageous. It's just a moonshine still. It's not I don't even drink it. I use it to power my car, the General Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's pretty presumptuous to do something like that without permission. It's just sitting there. You say it was just sitting there, but
nobody's using
without it. Without asking?
Well, yeah. I mean, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal? If I knew who you were, I'd call the police.
What? No, why? No. I don't think moonshine's even illegal to make, is it?
I don't care about the moonshine. I'm talking about the act itself.
Yeah, but it's not like I took anything.
You would come on private property,
mm-hmm.
and use my vehicle without permission.
This is
inexcusable.
This is
going far enough.
Okay, well,
I wouldn't do it again.
Oh, I won't. It's just I put holes on the inside of the trunk because I had to mount some brackets up there to hold the still in place. Because I didn't want to fall over when you're driving around. Otherwise.
Okay, I'd appreciate it if you didn't call me again.
Okay. And hey, wait, you know what, sir? Ron Paul? Sir? Hello? I mean, Rod Paul, excuse me. Sir, hello, hello? I had an important last thing to tell you. Hello? 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 Ron Paul? Hello? I have one last thing. Forgot to hang up his phone. This seems to happen a lot. I think I break their minds, I guess, and then they just they forget to turn off their phone. Their minds are too preoccupied about moonshine stills and Roscoe P. Coltrane, Boss Hogg, and the General Lee, and Uncle Jesse, and Daisy. He's got all that on his mind. He can't remember to shut off his phone. Hello, Ron? I mean, Rod? Or is it Rob? Anyway, okay, I'm hanging up, Ron Paul. Ron Paul, 2012, bye! Wow, what the hell? Ron Paul, Dukes of Hazzard references... That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I can't believe you guys are still listening. Let's do a couple more. Here's one called Amused Lady from 2015, September
29th. Hello, Roy. This is Nita calling again. You left a note on my car that you had damaged it, and I'm just calling in regard to that. Please call me back. 937. Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to look up where she called before. It looks like it was 2 days ago. Oh, she's just being impatient. She called 4 hours before this.
Hello, Roy. This is Nita. And you left a card on my windshield about hitting my car, I guess. So,
all right, whatever. Let's just call her.
Would you please call me back? This is my cell number, 937-59. Hello?
Hey, Nina. It's Roy. Yes. It's Roy. I left a note in your car.
Oh, yes.
Yep, that was me.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious as to what happened, because you left a note on my car and you left a note on my boyfriend's car.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I smacked into both of them. I'm so sorry about that.
Okay.
But there were people watching. That's the only reason I left the note. Normally, I would have just driven off.
Okay.
But I hit the bumper pretty hard, and I heard some stuff crack in there when I pulled away inside your bumper.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So, I'm assuming you have insurance.
Well, yeah, but I'm not planning to do anything about it. I just left the note because people were watching, and I didn't want them to write down my license plate number or anything. And then, I mean...
Is this a joke?
No, it's not. I'm so sorry. I mean, I really don't want my insurance rates to go up. And really, I don't even know why I put my real phone number on there. That was kind of, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, that clearly. Was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You're obviously not the brightest. You're not the sharpest.
The sharpest obviously. Light bulb. Yeah.
No, the brightest light bulb, the sharpest tack. I don't know what.
The brightest light bulb in the knife drawer.
Why are you even calling me? Why are you even calling me?
Well, I just wanted to let you know. I don't want to keep you hanging. I just want to let you know that I hit your car and I'm not going to do anything about it.
Okay, so,
But, I mean, did you even see any damage? Well, I think all the damage is internal.
This is so interesting. I'm glad I'm recording this.
Oh, what you recording with?
I'm recording our conversation.
You're not going to trace it, are you?
Who knows?
You don't have, like, a brother-in-law officer?
You can do anything now.
Really? Like,
oh, gosh.
Wow,
yeah. I'm sure this is a joke. I'm sure.
No, it's not a joke. I wouldn't joke about something like this. I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I'm just, I don't even know why we're wasting the time talking here.
I know. We should just hang up. This is stupid. Just hang up.
Yeah.
Just hang up the phone, motherfucker. Hang up your fucking phone now.
I'm still listening. I'm still waiting for you to hang up.
No, you hang up. I'm not hanging up shit.
I think I'm being punked.
Why are you laughing so much? Are you high or something?
I think I'm being punked. I think this is a joke.
Okay. You win. Bye then.
Bye.
See you.
Thanks for making my day more fun.
You're welcome. Anything for you and your boyfriend.
I appreciate it.
Even though he's a little bitch.
You're the best.
All right, you too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, we're all bitches. Yeah.
Especially
you're a
your
bitch
boyfriend.
Too, I guess.
Especially
I don't know.
Your boyfriend.
We're all bitches, right?
No, just your boyfriend's the bitch.
Just my boyfriend,
no,
huh?
You're not a bitch, just the boyfriend.
I'm not a bitch. My boyfriend's a bitch.
Okay. Thanks for agreeing.
Did you call him too? Did you call him too?
I might. Who knows? Maybe I will. Maybe
well,
I won't.
I hope you do.
You can just pass along the message that I'm not going to do shit.
No, I think you
all right,
should
I'm
do
tired
yourself.
Of listening
I
to you laugh, you get, so bye.
I think you should get the same phone call I got.
No, that's all right.
I think it would be very amusing for him too.
Well, I'm not here to amuse you.
And I think you should
so go fuck
call
yourself.
Him a bitch to his face. Oh, really?
Bye. Oh, I should have actually done it. I should have called her boyfriend, like on three-way or something, so she could hear him get super pissed off at me. So, all right, you guys have heard really lame Ron Paul and Dukes of Hazzard references. Then you heard a lady who didn't believe the call and just thought it was funny. Not sure why I played that one. I see these two in here. It looks like they're both, like one's from 2015 and it's labeled Christine. And then I see one in here from 2016, which is labeled Evil Possessed Car from Hell. So it looks like I did the Christine thing 2 years in a row, and I don't remember hearing either of these when I separated them. So we're going to play the one from 2015 first, and then we're going to see if the one from 2016 is exactly the same. And we'll just see if I'm recycling the same jokes from the previous year without realizing it. And hopefully this is actually a call about the movie Christine, and it's not just some lady named Christine.
Hi, Roy. This is Savannah.
Oh, good.
You had accidentally hit my car a couple weeks ago at Lock and Terra, and you left me a note, but I had misplaced the note with your phone number, and I just found it recently, so that's why I'm just getting back to you. If you could get back to me at this number, 210, it'd be really appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, and for those of you who don't know what the hell Christine is, you probably will soon, since the popularity of the movie It, they're probably going to start remaking every Stephen King movie ever made in the past. Christine is one of Stephen King's older horror books, which was made into a movie, and it's about this old 50s-looking car, or probably not 50s, I don't know my cars, I don't know what year it was, but for some unexplained reason, the car is possessed. It comes to life, it drives around, and it kills people. And that just made me think, you know what? We've got self-driving cars coming out in a few years. I really hope someone retrofits one of those style of cars to be a self-driving car, the same model and color and everything as Christine. That'll look awesome.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy. I left a note in your car. Some girl left me a message about it.
Oh, that was my daughter.
Okay.
That's my daughter.
Okay.
So, yeah, I appreciate you doing that. Very nice. Most people wouldn't do that, so...
Oh, they probably would.
Yeah, I guess you... Not very many people would do it.
Yeah.
But...
What do you know, though?
I guess... Did you hit the door out at Lock and Terra?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I... The car was chasing me. I think her car is like Christine, because I did run it over with a bulldozer, but then it just kind of... It fixed itself. It repaired itself. Right before my eyes, I was watching it. It completely repaired itself, and it was trying to run me over.
Her car was trying to run you over?
Yes, and there was nobody driving it. Like, nobody. I walked right up to it and looked in, and there's nobody inside of it.
And that's why when you left the note on Savannah's car?
Yeah, I was like, at first I was beating the shit out of her car with a golf club. But it started...
Where were you?
At the Savannah's whatever thing.
At Lock and Terra?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I was beating the shit out of her car with a golf club, and the car was chasing me, trying to kill me. It killed my friends, but I ran it over with a bulldozer.
Good Lord.
But then it came back to life.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know, and then it just fixed itself. Like, there's no killing it.
Huh. Well, her car still has a dent in it, but I thought you were just leaving a note. Because you, Ben, I thought maybe you hit it with a door or something.
Oh, no, I didn't hit it with my car or anything. I hit it with a bulldozer, but I was just renting the bulldozer. I lured it into Darnell's garage and trapped it inside, and then I ran it over with the bulldozer a whole bunch, but it just fixed itself, you know?
Okay. Huh. Well, we appreciate you leaving the note, but thank you for doing that.
Okay, well, the dent...
I hope your car's okay.
I may have done it. I may have done the dent... But, I mean, I ran over the car several times with the bulldozer, and it was completely flattened and trashed.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It just has a dent on the door.
Okay.
So.
Well, I wonder why the dent didn't fix itself.
I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, that's very weird.
I don't know.
Huh.
Well, but, yeah, if it didn't, maybe it will fix itself later. If it doesn't, then we'll call you back.
Okay, yeah. If it doesn't, just call me back. I'll give you my insurance information.
Well, who's your insurance company?
State Farm.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call you, Roy, if something else...
Who's yours?
If it doesn't, maybe it'll just... If the rest of the car picks itself, maybe that little dent will.
What's your insurance company?
The dent left. USAA.
Okay. I'm going to write that down.
Okay. Okay. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for leaving that note.
Okay. Bye.
I'll look at it when it gets back.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, take care of yourself. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye. Just hang up. Jesus Christ.
What?
You heard me. Just hang up the fucking phone. Jesus.
Okay.
We don't have to, sit here and talk to each other like teenage girls on the phone all day. Okay, hung up. All right, that was the 2015 version. I wonder if the 2016 version is going to be the exact same thing. Not that a whole lot happened in that call. This one is labeled Evil Possessed Car from Hell. Oh, hi. Hey, Steve?
Yep.
This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Recent encounters over there.
What?
Well, go ahead, Roy.
Oh, I left a note on your car. Did I get the right place?
Yes.
Okay. How you doing?
All right, yourself?
Not too bad. Just hanging in there.
So I get up in the early morning, so it was too dark to really see anything, but I didn't see any dents in the car. Was it a dent or just a
scratch.
Actually, I completely, I don't know if you realize this, but your car is possessed. It's kind of like Christine. You ever seen that movie, Christine?
Yeah.
So I took a bulldozer and I pretty much destroyed it. You're saying it's back to normal, though?
Well, I don't know where you hit. I haven't been out actually to my car in daylight.
Well, I hit it everywhere. I literally crushed it with a bulldozer.
Okay.
And it should have been completely totaled. I ran over it several times. I brought down the big shovel thing like over and over and over, just like on top of it. Smushed it in.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I took my bulldozer and I smushed your car into a goddamn puddle, is what I'm saying.
Okay. And where did this happen?
You know where it was parked. And I guess it healed itself because it's a supernatural evil demon car.
Sure.
And so, I don't know. Does it look okay then? I guess it's probably healed itself, so you don't need to worry about it.
But where did you hit it? What location?
Okay, first I hit it on the front. I took my big shovel thing on my bulldozer, and I slammed it down on the hood of your car.
Okay, but where? What location? What street?
Oh, I don't know. We were all over the place. It was chasing me around. We were going around blocks.
Okay, because what I'm thinking is somebody took the sticker off their car and put it on mine. So that's why I'm asking where,
what kind of location,
on the car.
What kind of car do you have?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out from you. Where did you hit?
What, you don't know what kind of car you have?
I do, but you're being a bit cheeky for someone who's trying to, you know, say that I have a possessed car. So I'm asking you where you hit my car, what street.
Well, I don't think the insurance even matters. I think the car is just cursed and needs to be exercised.
Okay.
So you need to do that because it's chasing me around and it pisses me off. Car's fucking evil.
Okay, well then you sound like you're hallucinating because I parked it last night and stayed home all night.
But it drives itself. It drives by itself. It's possessed. It's like Christine from that movie.
Okay, that's what you say.
Well, it's true. It's true. You ever go out there at night and see if your car is still there?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Like you wake up in the middle of the night and you check and see if your car is there.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
As crazy as you sound, yeah.
Yeah, you sound insane. So you get up in the middle of the night and check on your car? That's weird.
Well, you asked a dumb question, I gave you a dumb answer. So I'm trying to figure out what you're even talking about.
Unless you know that your car is possessed and you just go out there to make sure it's not out killing people.
Yeah, I let it go chase people like you. No idea what you're talking about. So.
Well, I think that makes you...
What kind of car did you hit then?
That makes you like an accessory to murder if I get killed.
I guess so.
Because you're just letting it happen.
What color was the car you hit?
You don't even care, do you?
What color was the car that you hit?
I don't know. It was dark. It was late at night. It was like the middle of the night.
Uh-huh. Right.
It was dark out.
Okay.
Asshole.
Listen, douchebag. You're making no sense whatsoever, and you're sitting there saying I have a possessed car.
Whatever, douche canoe.
Okay, so thanks for your number. I'll let the police follow up with it.
Then. Oh, go ahead and call the police. You know what I'm going to tell the police? Your car tried to kill me. Well, there we go. That was the one from 2016. Personally, I like that one better than that previous piece of shit call that I played for you guys. While I was playing that, I was bored out of my mind, so I was looking at YouTube comments for the carding video that I uploaded today, the one about the beer bottle. And this guy named Shocklo says, Brad, you were on 97.9 The Loop this morning on the Man Cow Show. It was a yard sale call. I've been listening for over 3 years now. We turned on the radio randomly during work, and these radio hosts were laughing over your call, and I couldn't believe it. Fucking awesome, man. And people keep telling me this, that Man Cow really likes the PLA pranks, but he doesn't seem to credit PLA a lot. He just plays the pranks, which is fine with me. I think it's awesome that they're playing the pranks on their show. So I looked up the Man Cow Show on the website, and it looks like it's about 2 hours and 17 minutes long, and I'm unable to actually download it to scroll through it quickly with, you know, my software stuff. So I don't have much hope for finding myself in here. I just want to see what they say about the call, about the yard sale call. So I'm going to quickly skim through here and see if I can find it.
This is the Man Cow Morning Show podcast.
And I don't know much about the Man Cow Show, by the way. I think it's a show that's in Chicago. I'm looking on the website, and I don't see any references to Chicago. So maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know anything about Man Cow.
Listen to the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9:30 on 97.9.
I know I was passing through Chicago once. I was driving one morning, and I got to listen to his wacky morning show on that drive.
The Loop.
One game?
Yes, what, anything.
What's...
Okay, you guys, I just spent about 20 minutes skimming through this show from today's broadcast, September 26th, and I couldn't find a PLA call in the broadcast, on the podcast version anyway. Maybe they take it out of the podcast version because they don't want me to know. But if any of you want to listen to the Man Cow podcast, the entire thing, it's 2 hours and 17 minutes long. They play lots of rock music, they play parodies, they play funny clips from television shows, they talk about sports. If you feel like going through a Man Cow show to see if there's any PLA in there, you should do that and let me know where it is, because I don't want to listen to the whole thing. No offense, Man Cow. I just got shit to do right now. And there, I just clicked on the station info section and it says, yes, it is in Chicago, the Man Cow show. I'm sure all of you probably already knew that. I just want to know if he's really playing my stuff so I can send him an email and be like, hey, Man Cow, if that is your real name, you want me to do some custom prank calls for you? Hey, look at this, a brand new carding message from 6 minutes ago, and this one is from a guy named Dustin. I tried calling him back earlier. I got a message from both him and his mother, because she's the co-signer on his car, I think she said.
Hi, this message is for Roy. My name is Dustin. I just got a post-it note on my car that said, sorry for the dink.
What do you mean you just got it? This is like from... Wait, maybe this is a different person. I thought this would be the Dustin that I tried to call earlier.
I wanted to contact you to talk to you about this matter. If you could give me a call back at 510-3 when you get this message. Again, my name is Dustin. Thank you so much, and hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
I don't know about this one. I don't think this is the Dustin I thought it was. I think this is a brand new Dustin. So it's probably a fake call. It's probably just a listener. I'm on to you, Dustin.
Hello. Hello, Dustin speaking.
Oh, hey, Dustin. It's Roy. I left that note on your car.
Yes, hi, Roy. How are you?
Not too bad. I don't care how you are.
Yes, I'm doing well. So you said you had dinged it. What exactly happened?
Well, I took the air out of your tires. It's for a children's birthday party. My son, he turned 6 over the weekend.
Okay.
So I took the air out of your tires and brought it in, you know, I let it out into the balloons to air up the balloons.
Okay.
And then I filled up your tires, you know, I refilled them after I was done.
Uh-huh.
I just needed the heated air from inside of tires so that they would float.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's all, you know, I didn't actually do any actual damage, I just borrowed all of your air. Maybe ding was the wrong term to use.
Oh, okay.
So I basically...
Right, no problem.
Yeah, I basically just flattened all 4 of your tires to fill up balloons with air.
Okay, yeah, no worries. They're all filled back up, so not a problem.
Okay, yeah, yep, everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. I don't know if you know this, but like, you know, the spinning tires, that acts as like a centrifuge. You know, it turns air molecules into helium.
Oh, okay.
So you can just empty your tires straight into a balloon, and it'll be a helium balloon. It's a good way to save money. But I don't own a car, so I just, you know, I just go out and use other people's air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries.
Okay, well, you don't have to have an attitude about it. I'm just explaining, you know, what happened.
Oh, no, I'm not. Actually, I'm not having an attitude at all. I'm just saying, like, no worries, that it's not a problem.
Yeah,
I appreciate you letting me know.
You're saying it in such a condescending way, like you're kind of being sarcastic, and you're yelling at me.
Oh, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I bet you are.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me know, Roy.
You're welcome, no problem at all. I hope you have a nice day.
Okay,
remember my tip on helium balloons. Don't ever buy helium in the stores.
Okay, thank you.
Just get it straight out of your tires.
Okay. Thank you so much, Roy.
Well, what'd you call for if you didn't want my insurance info?
I was just going to call to kind of check on you and see what was going to go on and see what was going on.
Oh, okay. You're making sure it's not one of those scam calls?
Like I said, I'm just calling to just check on everything, Roy.
I don't know. Seems very suspicious to me. I don't know what it is you think you're trying to pull, but... Okay, he hung up. That was definitely not the same Dustin that I thought it was going to be. That was about as pointless as those old calls I played for you guys.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Oh, hey, Gloria.
Thanks for the sunglasses that you used during the eclipse. I phone matched them to your Instagram picture, which means now I have your DNA and I can clone you.
Shit.
And thank you to Sunshine.
Yeah, Sunshine, she sent a pair of solar eclipse glasses to Gloria. where we wrote on the lenses, so they're pretty much useless
and
now.
I don't know where you found Sunshine, but she's honestly the best thing that's ever happened to you, and she's the coolest person ever.
Well, how
and
would
I love
you know?
Her more than I love you. And no, I love you too so much. Thanks for a little gift. And
so it's a little gift.
These
now.
Came when I could see the sun, but I'm gonna go test these out and look into the sun right now with these sunglasses.
You can use
and
them in like 12 years or whatever.
Guarantee I'm
next
gonna see the eclipse. The eclipse is happening any moment. But I love you both, and thanks, Mom and Dad, for the cool gift. That's
You're welcome, Gloria. You know, you don't really need those glasses to look at the sun. It's a myth. Just go out there and look at the sun. Just stare at the sun. It's not that big of a deal.
Hey, what's up? My name is Cameron. I'm fucking awesome. And everyone else that doesn't think so can suck my dick. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling, Cameron. You're going to fit in just fine around here. Hey, Jag TV. What's up?
It's me, Ragman.
Sorry. Hey, Ragman.
What's up, boy? Listen, on a previous show, you said that you, when you were a kid, you used to go to the McDonald's with baseball bat. I was wondering what kind of baseball bat, if you could answer.
Oh, shit. Not sure what happened there, but Jag TV might be dead now, everyone. No more Jag TV show over at Mixlr.com/JagTV. Oh, well. Wow, I thought I had a lot of voicemails in here, but it looks like they're all just Walmart voicemails telling me to come pick up my photos.
That's the Mad Weasel calling you back. Hey, listen, when the Amish people call you, maybe you could tell them, like, instead of dinging their carriage that you like, accidentally backed into their horse and you think it's limping now, so that they're probably just going to have to put it down.
Oh, that'd be so hilarious.
Or something like that. But, all right, under 30 seconds.
Yep, that was 19 seconds. Good job. There's this guy that lives in Pennsylvania, and he says there's a lot of Amish people around him, and he's been leaving carding notes on horse carriages. And he claims that Amish people know how to use a phone, and they know how to dial a long-distance number, but I don't think I've gotten any calls from Amish people yet. I've gotten a couple from Pennsylvania, but I don't know if they're your Amish people, because these other ones came in a few weeks ago.
Yo, what's up? Got a good ding-timber prank you can do.
Yay.
What you can see is that you're playing Pokemon Go, and the Pokemon was inside their car, so you had to break into their car, and you accidentally dinged their car, or you could say that you jumped.
I think G-Ad gave me that idea last year, so you're nothing but an idea stealer.
You're jumping on top of their roof, or their roof, as other people call it.
Yeah, it's pronounced rough.
Yeah, you could say that the Pokemon was on top of their car, and you were jumping up with joy, or you could say you were just really frustrated, so you started stomping on the roof of the car.
Actually, I would like to do that one. I wish I had some carding calls in here that would pick up, but nobody wants to pick up.
All right, man.
Damn it.
Well, take care. Love you, and go fuck yourself. Bye. All right.
Thanks for calling in. Just a couple more messages here until the show's over.
Hey there, Royal. This is your buddy, pal guy, Chris, here from Canada, eh?
Royal.
I want to touch base. Well, you know, I love your stuff. Your show is great, I tell ya. Now let's get real. Let's get really rock the boat here, eh, buddy? What do you say? Let's trigger them softy millennials.
All right. Thanks for the voicemail. Bye. I think he called into the wrong show.
Hey, you phone losers. You are an asshole. You don't do this shit. How would you go fuck off?
Wow.
And don't ever treat people like shit. Or I will come over there and I'll hit your head. I mean, I'll beat you up.
Wow.
If you like that, huh? Goodbye.
You're going to hit my head? I don't want to be hit in the head. I wonder if that was a PLA person or was that someone that's involved with cardings somehow. And they know everything we're doing and they're just calling to yell at me because they know what's going on over here.
Hey, Brad. It's Will. Just checking in on you.
Hey, Will.
I was wanting to know if you plan on doing any more drive-through videos or those old, like the old Walmart video you have.
That'd be fun.
Those drive-through videos kind of had me rolling, so I don't know if you had any plans on doing updated versions of those.
What do you mean Walmart video? Walmart doesn't have drive-thrus.
You know, a cold mass fusion's good enough if, you know, that's all you have planned for, if it's still going to go on or if it's not canceled. But anyway, toodles.
You know, G-Ad, he's been making us do some really awesome things for his next video series, which does involve prank calls and videos. I don't know if he's going to call it Calls of Mass Confusion yet. You're definitely going to see something new from G-Ad and the rest of us eventually, though. He's putting a lot of work into this new stuff he's doing.
Hello, Roy, long-time listener, second-time caller. I think I was really drunk the first time and spewed gibberish, but I've got a brilliant idea. well, maybe not so, for a call to the home, or based off the homeowners association prank calls.
All right, hurry up and get to it.
You know how North Korea has, like,
God damn it,
has 15 state approved haircuts?
I
well,
do.
You got to call a neighborhood,
preferably like where this
a rich
is going.
Neighborhood. They seem to get the best reactions. And you got to argue with them that they have
the stupid haircut.
Their haircut doesn't fall under to one of the 15 state-approved haircuts.
Yep. Look at the rule book,
and,
motherfucker.
You know, they'll obviously ask why, or what, who the fuck are you, and
shit,
how is that so?
I kind of want to do that right
you
now.
You know, you just give your usual response that it's ugly. And, yeah. I'd give you a list, but I live in Canada, and
Yeah, there's no way for you to find lists that are in America, is there?
Canada is too friendly, and
yep,
yeah,
I've
we don't
noticed
get the best reactions.
You know, usually I completely ignore the ideas in the voicemails, but I like that one, so I'm opening up my notebook right now and typing that one in. Tell HOA members that their haircut doesn't fit any of the 15 approved haircuts. There we go, right on the top of the list. Hopefully I'll do that soon. I don't think he said his name, so he's not going to get credit for that. Sucks to be him.
Hey, Roy. I heard you were going to change up your voicemail message, or
maybe
you're at least figuring it, or you got people trying to get you to do it. Either way, I just wanted to throw up my suggestion.
People are always complaining.
My suggestion would be a little more complicated, but it might work out in the long run, I guess.
All right.
Basically, record, I think, what is it, like 36 seconds of you. Oh gosh, I had this so ready when I was thinking about it.
You know, we're 37 seconds into the voicemail now. Still haven't told me what you're trying to say.
Record 36 seconds, or however long it takes the phone to connect to the voicemail, and then put that as the Google Voice's ring back tone.
Can you do that? I didn't know you could do that with Google
for
Voice.
For the remaining messages cool after the 36 seconds, whatever it is, and then have that continue there, so that way the actual message, you know, past the ringback part is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just ringing anyway.
The ringback could just be a series of suggestions for your voicemail while you wait for it to connect.
So why not fill that space with, you know, you talking and stuff?
What a great idea.
Anyway, that's a good suggestion. Sorry, I brain farted there. Bye-bye.
It's okay. So that was the last voicemail message, and it looks like I'm out of brand new carding things to call. So the show is over. Get lost, everyone. Thank you, Ty A, for sponsoring the show today. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Everyone should be doing that. Be sure to leave car ding notes for one more week. The car ding notes should read, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Please give me a call, 626-269-8976, and sign the note as Roy." That is your homework assignment. You have to do that every single day this week. Go out and leave notes in public places. Not in private driveways. You guys are going to get yourself shot or something.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
No, I don't drink coffee. I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm content to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera hidden in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
Would you say your name again? Roy?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working, though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march it down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hair by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out the car. And I don't throw the go-cup out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
You can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever. Like, every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends.
Woo. Woo. Woo.
No, I can't go to the local places.
I'm a diabetic and I drink water.
Fuck yeah!
We've got our cacti on you. That's our new slogan.
When you find the doorknob, bend over and shove it up your ass.